Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Rocky and Lissa on 98.5 KRZ.
We're all chopping at the bit, hoping for live music sometime in 2021. This was a Radio.com story from yesterday. If you missed it, Ticketmaster is getting ready for the return of live events next year. And as part of that, they've set up a new framework where you have to show proof of a COVID-19 vaccination or a negative COVID test within a 24-72-hour window before you're allowed into the venue or the event.
You thought lines were long before.
Oh, man, it's going to be a nightmare. Like, they have the metal detectors and security, and then you have to have some kind, and they're, you know, checking temperatures, which they're probably going to do anyway, on top of all this other stuff. And they're saying there's no date when they will eliminate this requirement. So that's at least Ticketmaster's plan for reintroducing live events in 2021. Is that going to be an issue? Is it going to be a problem? Is it going to keep you from going to a concert?
Probably won't keep me, but it's just hard to get jacked up when you're used to tailgating all day and you'd be like, okay, I guess we'll go 18 hours early now. Who's ready to get our temperature checked? Yeah, put your devil horns up.
And yes. Everyone's talking about how 2020 sucks. I can't wait till 2021. 2021, we're still going to face all sorts of challenges.
Absolutely.
We're still climbing that mountain. We're not even anywhere near the top of that mountain.
You know, it will depend on, here's the thing. I will have a harder time getting my friends to go with me. It wasn't hard to get them when I was going to like Backstreet Boys or like an Ariana Grande or something like that. But you know, my taste in music is very eclectic. Do you know how hard it's going to be for me to sell like Kenny Loggins to them when they have to go through crap like this, or like a Richard Marx or something,
okay,
when it's one of
right.
my old guy dudes and nobody else is into them but me?
But here's the thing. Say you get tickets in advance. Say you, you know, go in with friends and you buy like four tickets, and you got to make sure that they've had that test.
I know.
You know, within that window before the show, or else they're not getting in.
I know. That's the tough part.
And I saw on Facebook some people were saying it violates HIPAA regulations.
I didn't even think of that.
That's out of my realm of knowledge.
I don't think so, though, because you're voluntarily telling these people what your test results are. They're not making you do it. It's not the government making you do this or somebody making
you.
If you want to go to the show, you have to provide that.
Is that the way they get around it?
Don't you think?
They're making you give up the information to get in.
Somebody in the medical community smarter than us.
I know.
Let us know.
That I'm not sure about.
1-800-222-0985. I don't think so, because I think that's the gray area.
And the other thing is Ticketmaster, a pretty big company. I'm sure they've looked into this before they decided to change their policy.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, you know, we didn't even think of that.
Whoopsie.
HIPAA.
We did a whoopsie.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.